Brilliance Audio presents
The Killing of Mundy Brown by Sandra West Prowell. This book is dedicated to a Minnekanju baby girl picked up on the battlefield at Wounded Knee, December 29, 1890, by my ancestor, Kate Bennett, who named her Cleo and raised her as her own. She died in 1904 of tuberculosis. This one is for you, Cleo, in the hope that you fly on raven wings with the spirit of your people. The Killing of Mundy Brown, a Phoebe Segal Mystery. Prologue. The Yellowstone River is a great gray ribbon of water that is born high in the mountains near Yellowstone Park, nurtured each year by the melt of alpine snowpacks. At Billings, it gradually drifts to the northeast, where it eventually joins the Great Missouri, just inside the North Dakota border. Grizzlies as big as houses roamed here once, as did mastodons and primitive peoples veering off the Great North Trail. Buffalo herds were so vast, some say it took weeks for an entire herd to pass one point, so powerful they could knock a train off its track if they were stampeding. Cowboy country, big sky, land of shining mountains, they all fit. Calamity Jane called Billings and the banks of the Yellowstone home for a brief time, and Custer spilled his blood and that of the 7th Cavalry a mere 60 miles east of here. We boast the bloody Bozeman Trail. You can still see the ruts from wagons loaded with dreams and settlers and hard times a few miles to the south. Montana has had its share of copper kings, courtesans, and gold so plentiful you can see it sparkle in the mortar of the old brick buildings in Helena. Depending on your tastes, you can still get a taco for 49 cents, a hooker for 20 bucks, and two quarters will get you a game of keno. But the truth runs as deep and as old as the Yellowstone itself. This is Indian country. Lewis and Clark knew it.